As Passover draws near in Jerusalem, Jesus speaks to his disciples about sign and season, about day and hour of an age's end. As Christmas draws closer, we hear those same teachings as the gospel is read to prepare for Christ's coming, the beginning of an era marked by a Redeemer's birth. Like the gospel, Advent can carry many meanings. It does much more than tell us that Christ is near, as the old hymn says. Advent proclaims that God's whole purpose for creation will clearly be revealed and mirrored in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, born among us in due season. When is that season? Of that day or that hour, says Jesus, no one knows, not even the angels. So with that teaching in mind, let's recast some of our common assumptions about the time and the hour of Christ's coming. True, Christ comes but once a year, but not necessarily in December. The placement of the feast on December the 25th is a fairly late consensus, arising probably in the 4th century. At least one influential voice in the early church argued that Christ's nativity would be better remembered in May. The choice to connect the winter solstice and the incarnation means that Advent is also joined by custom to darkening days and plummeting temperatures. A warmer hope is enkindled by Bishop John Vincent Taylor in an Advent poem. Winters come, and the quivering eyelids of spring, the flower unfolds its own truth beyond any we might propose. One truth that we propose is that Advent prepares us for the coming of the light of the world. The Christmas story, with its guiding star and angels in the night, is an evening myth replete with truth. Advent represents the morning that precedes it. One medieval preacher, Philip Repington, described Advent as the dawn of grace because it brings to light the one whom we fix our faith at the beginning and in the end. The voice of the prophet rings out from the scroll of Isaiah with another image of light and heat for the work of the morning. As when fire kindles brushwood and causes water to boil, make your name known, O Lord. The Sufi writer Rumi, in When Things Are Heard, writes, if all you know about fire is what you have heard, see if the fire will agree to cook you. Darkness and light, beginnings and endings, fear and hope, death and rebirth are not only reflected in the sun, the moon, and the stars. They are part of life here and now. Our life's rhythms are meant to suggest kindred connections with all creation. They reveal that every day is a kind of Advent, where we are called to become vehicles for God's healing, redemptive grace, midwives for miracles of rebirth in ourselves and in others. Herbert O'Driscoll once said that living in our time is to walk the beach of history after a great tide has ebbed. He felt that we must look for the great time of God and search for the signs of that incoming tide. This is Advent's task. Evening and morning, summer and winter, to walk the beach in the hour before dawn, to drink in the darkness and confront the cold light of moon and stars. And then to see, rising the ocean's limit, the sun of a new day. Great and red and warming, bringing light to a world whose hope for it was all but extinguished. May the God of Advent, that Advent hope, fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.